T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What's the name of your company? Tell me what you do and what you make.
So the legal name is Holland LLC, and we're DBA Urgent Response Products. So the website's urgentrn.com. And we don't actually make anything PPE-wise, personal protective equipment, but we have sourcing for manufacturing in Singapore, Mexico, China, Oman, and South Korea.
So in other words, you have the ability to get some of these PPE items right now. And how's that process working? I mean, are you able to bring in different items like masks and so on, items that are so critically needed right now?
Yes, we are able to bring them in. There's, I would say, several tiers of buyers, right? Everyone from the federal government to state governments to local governments, and then you have hospital systems and individual businesses are all looking to acquire supplies. I mean, you know, the shortage probably outweighs the supply, we're guessing, by 250 to 1 or more, just based on the order sizes that we're seeing right now. We bring in, there's two ways that we do it. We do spot buys. So, you know, someone, and we have a couple hundred of those every day, and I'm not exaggerating when I say a couple hundred, of different hospital systems and individuals and governments that want, you know, 100 million N95 masks. And then we go to our supply chain and see what are we producing daily, what are we producing weekly, and then who else in our network might have enough to be 100 million masks that are legitimate, you know, FDA certified, NIOSH certified, CE, everything has to check out, which that's the hardest part when we're doing spot buys. The easier side is guaranteeing buyers 7 to 10 days out that we'll have product, and then we just bring in our own supply chain because we have people on the ground in every country I mentioned that have verified the manufacturers and all that good stuff.
Considering the demand right now in the U.S., Nick, are your suppliers internationally able to keep up? Are they able to get you enough product right now?
The answer is no. We are supplying as much as we possibly can. We are ramping up production every day. So, I mean, quite literally every day we have 1 to 2 new manufacturers that we have great relationships with, and several countries that once they check out, we buy out their entire production line. So, you know, that's anywhere from 5 to 6 million, if it's, we'll just talk masks, 5 to 6 million masks a month up to 20 million masks a month. So we're trying to buy out production to be able to start supporting as many people domestically as we can. The big thing when all this started is everyone was looking for the spot buy. You know, we need 10 million masks now. We need a million masks now. Well, we tried to fill some of those. A lot of them were unsuccessful. A lot of the sourcing was fraudulent. Then we just started, you know, we smartened up and leaned on our network and started, like I said, buying up supply to where, you know, sure, we can't get you masks today, but we can in 10 days. And then most people aren't satisfied with that. They go, they try to find stuff that doesn't work out. And we've got a lot of people coming back to us now saying, okay, we get it. This market's tough. I mean, everyone's getting a PhD level education on on this market right now, there's a lot of people that are in a lot of varying businesses, even closely tied to medical, and have already been in PPE that don't understand the massive demand has never been seen like this before.
Are you literally getting calls from cities all over the country?
All over the country and the world. We're handling domestic U.S. as our number one priority, obviously. But we've set up a call center as of this morning because we cannot, between the 20 to 30 people we have domestically on staff, we cannot answer all the phone calls. We're on several calls, I've gotten two calls since you and I have been on the phone. So it's, hold, let me put you on hold. I need to take this call. Different people have different priority of who we answer, obviously. So yeah, call center has been set up to be able to take that influx of demand.
How many outfits, Nick, are there that have the connections you do to be able to provide this kind of service and these products right now?
That's a great question. I don't know an exact number. I would say far less than what people are representing. Based on our conversations with the AG's office of Texas and the governor's office in California, they've been in contact with a lot of quote-unquote suppliers or brokers that don't end up panning out, don't actually have product or have fraudulent product. We even heard of a purchase that was, I think, 12 million masks, cash paid in full, and then boxes showed up stateside and nothing was in them. So it's the Wild West.
And I want to point out, I want to make sure everybody knows that even in this extreme example of supply and demand, you guys are being right down the middle, extremely fair when it comes to pricing on these items.
Yeah, exactly. We're actually asking the governments what they've seen as pricing, and some of it's been absurd. And, we're not price gouging for two reasons. One, it's obviously our civic duty to help as many people as we can. And I firmly believe that, when someone's connected, they should use it for good. And then two, Texas, for example, we heard they were buying masks, or I don't know if they were buying them, but they saw prices for one mask for as high as $16 a mask. And this is a mask that, prior to all of this, cost maybe 80 cents, which is astronomical. So granted, costs of goods have gone up, and we're upfront and transparent with our buyers of what our costs of goods are, and then we work with them on getting it here. Getting it here is, anyone that can actually get it here is going to do very well and do a great service to states and their country.
And the last thing is, when you get all these agencies desperately coming to you looking for product, masks, hand sanitizer, protective goggles, how do you figure out who gets their order filled first? Is it first come, first served?
That is the best. That's the best question you've asked. It's first person to pay. We have a lot of people that put in requests, and then when it comes down to actually being able to buy the equipment or the supplies, all of a sudden a deal falls through. People don't have the money. We've done a great thing by trying to de-risk everything for government buyers and hospitals. So we have a line of credit that we lean on to, we basically front all costs for bringing over the product. And then once it's here stateside, we allow buyers to inspect it. If it's satisfactory, they then have to pay us. We've worked with governments to where it's not, payment immediately, but we have a net 45 deal we're working out with California right now. We're trying to be lenient and flexible because the most important thing, honestly, is getting as much supply that's quality stateside.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.